The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yeah. That's the way to start the show. Coughing like a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46. We are live on June 17th, 2018, Father's Day, 2018. Every Sunday night, we do a two-hour show. The first hour is streamed live, on video, on Periscope, on Twitter, at StonerJesus420. We do the second hour, we record it. Full two-hour show on video can be found at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show, $5 a month. You get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show. Full, glorious video, all of this. See before you. Full two-hour audio for free, as always, stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Go check us out on all those platforms. stonerjesus.net. If you're new to the show, you want to know about our sponsors, got our sponsor banners, my social media links, past episodes, the Stoner Bible, all the live streams, all in one place, all linked to one place. You get all of that at stonerjesus.net. Be cool of you. Very cool. Be cool. Don't be a dipshit. Be cool. By going to stonerjesus.net. It's your mama's favorite website. In case you didn't know. Of course, you do. Coming up in the first hour, we have a stupid fucking raccoon. Everybody was mesmerized by this goddamn raccoon earlier this week. Is it a symptom of the internet, of social media? I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll show you if you happen to be fucking living under a rock or something and didn't see the goddamn stupid raccoon, then, well, you'll get to see it. If you have video, of course. If you're listening to this on audio, you can't see none of what I'm fucking talking about. You have no idea. I could have two heads. I might. If you're listening to this on audio and you have not seen the video, I could have two heads. I might have grown another head from last week. You have no fucking idea. How would you know? How would you know I don't have an extra head? You wouldn't. That's why you need the video. We're asking stupid questions. Don't be stupid. Also coming up, I'll talk about the John Gotti father and son biography. Had not seen the movie yet. I'll do a review on that when I see it, hopefully sometime this week. Shit was packed this weekend. We got one theater in the area that had it. The other two didn't have it for some reason. Why that is, I don't know. Maybe they'll get it. But I guess it's not, you know, not a full, you know, like fucking Avengers type release with 6,000 theaters, whatever the hell it is. But I did watch the four-hour Gotti son biography. I'll talk about that. Play some previews. You want to go check it out? I'm sure A&E has it on demand. I'm sure they replay it all the time. That's the way cable is now. If you have a cable channel, you just replay shit over and over and over again. You know how many times I see each episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation? Well, if I want to, I can see every episode 86 times. Usually one's good enough. I know, yeah. I watched Jersey Shore. Don't fucking worry about it, man. I watched it back in the day, so I'm watching it now. Other shit I don't care about. I'm not investing in the characters the way I am with Jersey Shore. I'm investing in the characters and the plot. It's all very complex. What's going on? They're not even in Jersey. They're in Miami. That's the first level of complexity of many levels. That's the base level of complexity that it comes with Jersey Shore Family Vacation. But I'm not talking about that tonight. I'm talking about the Gaudian's father and son biography. That's coming up. Also, St. Peter left a voicemail. I got to say, excuse me. St. Peter's left a lot of voicemails. St. Peter's done a lot of bits, a lot of stuff here in the studio, A lot of stuff outside the studio. Like I said, a lot of phone calls, voicemails, all that shit. Probably voicemails alone, 100 of them at least, over the course of the show. The history of the show. Tonight, I guess he left it last night, Saturday night. I don't know. I don't know where the fucking interns are. I guess they leave. I'm fine. I do all this myself. I don't need you motherfuckers. If you're listening, interns. Which I know you're not. So fuck you. Double fuck you. Or fuck you double. Double fuck you or fuck you double. Huh. That. Anyway. That's coming up tonight. St. Peter voicemail. It's one of the weirdest he's ever left. I'll just say that. That's all in hour one. If you want to see hour two video, well, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/NarrowJesus420. You're going to get my list. Fuck St. Peter. St. Peter makes a lot of lists. Fuck him again. How many times have I said fuck you, Peter, in the first 6 minutes of this show? It's a lot. It's got to be a record, more than likely. I'd ask the show historian, but that's me, and I don't know the answer. So we move on. List of sorry I forgot Father's Day gifts, because right now it's fucking Father's Day. Did I mention it's Father's Day? It's nighttime as we do this live on Father's Day. It's too late to get a gift. It's too late. If you forgot, you are fucked. So you got to get a really good gift to make up for it. That's the sorry I forgot Father's Day gifts. Do that list in the second hour. Whoops. I hit the microphone. That's very unprofessional. After that, also, flying porta potties. You got to see this video. Again, if you don't get the second hour of video at patreon.com/NarrowJesus420, you're missing all this shit. Just be listening to my dumb voice trying to describe it to you on audio. It's dumb. It's dumb of me. It's dumb of you to listen to. Go get the video. Also, a 12-year-old is very tall. Now, I know what you're saying. That sounds fucking boring, you dickhead. I'm not going to get the video for that. I'm not paying $5 more for that bullshit. Oh, you want to see this kid. Kid's 12 years old. Fucking nuts. Nuts. Plus, we'll play some old classic bits, as we usually do, you know, in the end of the second hour, whatever. I've got the graphic ready for this. Stupid fucking raccoon. Is raccoon two C's? Or is it two O's? Is it two O's and two C's, or is it one C? God damn it. Not going to spell check live during the fucking show. Are you kidding me? Boy, Stoner Jesus, you really got your shit together. You really got your shit together now, son. You're spell checking how to spell fucking raccoon during the show. God damn. The wheels have come off. Here we go. It's one C. No, it's two. Now Google's telling me two different things. Raccoon. Raccoon. There's two C's. It's two C's. It's got to have two C's. God damn it. Sand, we'll only use a one C. It's racist. You can't say raccoon with one C. You can't spell it with one C because it's racist. I'm going with two C's. Google's telling me two C's. I don't know. I think it looks fucking wrong. Why? What's the need of two C's? It looks stupid. It looks fucking stupid. Well, anyway, watch this deft graphic work. No, that was wrong. Whenever I talk about how great my graphic work is, I put up, is immediately followed by a fucked up graphic. I guess it looks right. Two C's? I don't know. I'm going with what Google told me. It's two C's. Stupid fucking raccoon is the point that I'm getting to. If you didn't see it earlier this week, it took the internet by storm. It was all over social media. It was trending on Twitter. I saw it trending. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was MB raccoon or some bullshit. With two C's, I assume. But there's fucking... is this fucking raccoon climbing this goddamn building in Minnesota? Well, here's the video.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm really nervous for him.
He's looking at us.
June 12th will go down as the day. Downtown St. Paul is no longer just defined by its people.
Oh, there it is. Look at it. You can see it moving.
But all the species that call it home.
I'm pretty nervous about it.
Also, I didn't know there were raccoons in downtown St. Paul for one.
It's kind of the story of the day.
Move over Donald Trump.
Poor little guy.
The creature with the face of a bandit now headlines NPR's news ticker.
We were kind of worried about it, wondered. Didn't have any food, didn't have any water.
It began Monday when NPR employees noticed a raccoon scamper above the street, stranded on a ledge.
So you see the dumb, dumb fucking raccoon right there. He's at the bottom of this building. How he got downtown, I don't know. The guy says he didn't have any food and water. Oh, no. I guess he didn't bring his briefcase with his lunch in it. You fucking moron. I guess it was NPR Raccoon was trending on Twitter. So they tried to get it down. The humans tried to get it down. This raccoon's like, nah, fuck that, son. I'm going to do the dumbest fucking thing imaginable.
Edge. When a crew tried to lift it to safety,
he headed straight for the office tower and started going up. And he's been climbing up a...
Starts climbing.
Floor at a time all day.
His death-defying act bringing social media to new heights.
Did it just get a Twitter account, like, for itself?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now the NPR raccoon...
What does that mean? It just got a Twitter account? No, dickhead. If it had a Twitter account, someone made. A human made it. They don't. Then Twitter, the people at Twitter didn't get together and say, Oh, fuck. This raccoon needs a Twitter account. ASAP. Stat. Give me a Twitter account for the dumb fucking raccoon. Stat. Did it get a Twitter account? No, some fucking troll made a Twitter account. Or more than likely, switched the name of an existing Twitter account to be the raccoon. Raccoons don't use Twitter.
Hashtag is trending worldwide.
They don't have opposable thumbs. It's the only reason.
Right. Every once in a while, either his tail or his arm kind of hangs off the edge, and he looks all cute.
Grown fucking human beings. Not only standing in the middle of downtown St. Paul, looking up at this raccoon and seeing it's going to fall off this building. Which, to be fair, I mean, I guess if I was there, I'd want to see if it was going to fall or not, too. But still. And then people taking pictures and just the obsession, the day-long obsession about this raccoon climbing a building in Minnesota all over social media.
Every inch of bravery uplifting the internet.
There might
bravery. Brave. So much brave from the raccoon that's scaling a building like a fucking dumbass. Now you get down and run. I guess there was a lot of noise, a lot of cars. I guess, at the time, we all make dumb decisions. At the time, he's like, fuck, man, I gotta go up. Does he die? Did he fall off? Well, let's continue.
Favorite animal, actually? I would be legitimately devastated if it fell. I don't even know if he's aware.
I like that chick has hand marks on her throat. Go back a little bit. The other video of this. There's those finger marks. By the way, I'm assuming gender. I'm assuming female. I could be wrong. The female or male, I believe those are finger marks on their throat. That's pretty cool. Somebody has some fucking fun, man. Or they're a victim of domestic abuse. One of the two.
Ultimately devastated if it fell. I don't even know if he's aware that the world is watching him.
There has to be a girl. Nobody talks like this except for girls. I would be legitimately devastated if it fell.
But he's just driven by whatever is inside that little guy.
In a way, up on that 23rd...
He's a tiny raccoon brain. That's what's driving him.
Third floor, the masked hero saved our day.
He's up there.
The masked hero saved our day. You stupid twat.
Napping.
His wrong turn, bringing out the right in the world.
I feel like if we get it down, if they rescue it, it'll be like a good news story, and we all kind of need that.
Yeah, this raccoon is unifying all of Minnesota. How can you root against a small furry creature?
Oh, it's pretty easy. I've been like, jump, motherfucker, jump. I'd have been that asshole yelling jump. Everybody hissing and booing me. Of course, I got it on video for the show.
So, Julie and Randy, we do not know yet, of course, how this story ends. But no matter what you think of raccoons, no matter what you think of...
Oh, I didn't realize that this story didn't have the ending. Well, then, at the risk of being anticlimactic, let me tell you the ending. He got up on top of the roof. The animal control people put him in a cage. And he was probably euthanized within the hour. I don't know after that. But I didn't realize that this news story happened before they found out the dumb fucking raccoon made it all the way to the roof, which is pretty impressive. I mean, he's just scaling like fucking like that. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, I want to say stucco, but I don't think that's it. It's like it's like the concrete, but it's not the flat, smooth concrete. It looks like the rugged, like raw, kind of like jagged concrete that they make buildings out of. He climbed all those fucking, like 23 stories they say it was. That's impressive. The fucking raccoon's dumb. People, dumb people and dumb raccoons do shit all the time. It's very impressive. And maybe you consider it brave. It's not... it's not the what I, the word I would use, but you know, whatever.
The news doing this story, I think I've talked to so many people tonight, and this has captured their hearts because no one wants to see an animal suffer.
Where are these people at work? Oh, I'm sorry, I took 4 hours of my lunch. I was watching the raccoon.
No one wants to see this raccoon fall to his demise here in the middle of downtown St. Paul. So everybody here is rooting for him. And we've learned from animal control that they're really not going to try any other measures. They think it would endanger the raccoon. They're just hoping he continues his climb. But what's going to happen overnight when we're not here to watch?
So how much farther does he have to go to get to the roof, Lindsay?
Good question, news guy. He's like, he is down the next to him. He's like, watch this. Watch this badass question I bust out. I'm a newsman.
It's just like one more story, it looks to me. You know, if you look at the top row of windows, well, it might even just be, it looks like.
She doesn't know. Shut up. Shut up. So anyway, he made it to the roof. Good for him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to Allah. The fucking raccoon. I don't know what happened to him after that because we all forgot because nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit, literally. Once he made it to the top of the building, that was it. That was the end of the story. I've not seen one tweet or one story about it since. And I'm on Twitter all day long. Like, way more than a human being should be. Way more. But I haven't seen shit about it. So if you know an update on the raccoon, tweet at me at SternJesus420. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back, talk about the Gotti biography, play some videos. We're on every Sunday night on Periscope, on Twitter, at StonerJesus420. First hour of the show, live. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 46. Yes, that's right. It's June 17th, 2018. It is Father's Day, a very auspicious occasion to Stoner God. Big ups to my pops. No, you're kind of not there for me. The whole time. The whole New Testament, you're fucking gone. You goddamn deadbeat. But I'm not bitter or anything. I moved on with my life. Shit was 2,000 years ago. We can't hang on to the past forever. Stoner Jesus Show. A couple more segments live on Periscope and Twitter. Make sure you join us. Every Sunday night, if you want the full two-hour version of the show, full 2 hours on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. It'd be the dope shit of you. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time, go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, KORLOR420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. to get 10% off of any purchase.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com. Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46. Doing it live on June 17th, 2018. It is Father's Day. Of course, every Sunday night we do the first hour of the two-hour show. We do it live and free on video at Periscope, on Periscope and on Twitter, at StonerJesus420. We do 2 hours, full 2 hours of audio, of course, StonerJesus.net for free. As always, if you want the full two-hour show on video, the only way to get hour two in full video glory is to become a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. All information on the show, of course, can be found at stonerjesus.net. Now, as promised, by the way, next segment, we have a voicemail from St. Peter. You do not want to miss this voicemail coming up from St. Peter. As I said, he's left many, many voicemails of this show, over 100 at least. He's done many things on the show, many bits, lists, infomercials, all kinds of stuff. I guess this would fall under infomercial. One of the craziest voicemails he's ever left. That's coming up. But first, the Gotti biography. I talked about this, if it wasn't last week, it was a couple weeks ago. The Gotti biography being on A&E and the Gotti movie with John Travolta as John Gotti coming to theaters and theaters now. A few months ago, I noticed Angel Gotti on Twitter. I really didn't know much about her, but I knew she was a daughter of John Gotti. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting person to talk to. I love, you know, interviews on here serve a lot of purposes. One of them is I get to talk to interesting people and ask them, you know, shit that I want to know about. So I talked to her and I said, hey, would you like to come on the show? And she expressed interest, but she said that she couldn't until the A&E biography was released. You know, obviously, because she's on there, Angel Gotti, and talking about, you know, her father and all that. And obviously, you know, I don't want her coming on some, you know, dumb fucking podcast to talk about what she's going to talk about in the documentary. They'll kind of steal the thunder of A&E, who went to a lot of trouble to put this four-hour biography together. So hopefully I'll have her on the show soon. I'm going to get back in touch with her, see if she's interested. Now, I'm waiting for, you know, things to kind of die down, the movie to come out, all that other stuff. You know, it's a busy time for the family. I talked about a couple weeks ago the biography coming up. I was going to watch it and do a review. I watched all 4 hours of it. And first, let me preface by saying that when I was a teenager, I'm pushing 40 now. When I was a teenager, I read a lot of books. Tons and tons of books. Hundreds, if not thousands, of books from the public library. One of the things I was interested in was the mafia and the mob and all that, especially when it comes to, you know, basically over the course of the 20th century. From the days, you know, just before alcohol prohibition, you know, Lucky Luciano, people like that, Meyer Lansky, all through, you know, Carlo Gambino and the Five Families and on up to Gotti, who was really the last really the last mafia don, last mafia godfather anybody remembers that had any real power, I guess, that made any kind of headlines, that was a force or an influence in any way. He was the last one. And obviously, you know, you can attribute a lot of that to him and what he did. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, he was only human, there's two sides, you know, to everything, you know, what he did, a lot of things he did were despicable or whatever. That's your judgment to make. I don't care. It's not like he was a serial killer and going around and, you know, killing children. You know, he was in a violent world, and the way you stayed on top of that violent world was by being more violent than everyone else. I can't sit here and say that if I was in a similar position, that's what I would have done. Of course I would have. I would have been as aggressive and vicious and brutal as I possibly could have been, because that's what that world called for. If he wasn't that way, he would die, and so would his family. At least he would have been dead long before he died in prison. So I read a lot of books about Gotti back then. I was very interested in the story. One of the reasons I reached out to Angel Gotti in the first place was because I was interested in, you know, her father and learning about her father and maybe things that we didn't know about. Obviously, we know about, you know, anybody who follows mob history or mafia history knows about, you know, the Castellano hit and things like that, and the wiretaps and Sammy the Bull Gravano becoming a rat and, you know, so on and so forth. And it was one of the reasons, the movie's going to be interesting to see, because they have to condense a lot of stuff and dramatize a lot of stuff. Even Angel Gotti, I think, said on Twitter that another couple hours, maybe somebody else, I don't know, said another couple hours really would have done it. No, I think it was Angel. Would have done it more justice. But I got a couple trailers here from A&E. You can go check out the Gotti biography on A&E. I'm sure it's on A&E on demand. Like I said, they replay stuff all the time. Let's play this first one to give you a little flavor if you have not seen it. And then I'll give you some of my thoughts on the documentary itself.
My father was very easy to idolize, and it's almost impossible to measure up to a John Gotti, which is too much for me. This wasn't a regular father. This was the Godfather.
You don't leave the mob. It doesn't happen.
I have to either follow my father to the end, or I've got to protect my family the best way I can. I was granted a visit to go see my father.
Here's the situation.
His father is at turns chastising him, correcting him.
What are you doing? What is your man?
No matter what they say, I'm my own man, and I wanted to move on with my life.
So there you go. Gotti and Sen biography on A&E. First of all, let me say that what I said about John Gotti, the godfather of the mafia don, earlier goes for his son as well, and maybe even more so for his son. When you're thrust in this position, the position that John A. Gotti was put in, you're gonna do what you need to do. And you see there that the prison interview, the videotape prison interview, that's kind of like the tent post, if you will, of the biography. That's kind of the, you know, how it's structured, is based around that. John A. Gotti goes to talk to his dad in jail and basically tell him, you know, in the best way he can. He can't just come out and say, oh, look, Dad, you know, we're in the mafia and, you know, I've been running things for you, but I don't want to do that shit anymore. I want to get out of it. I want to leave the mafia that we are a part of. You had to be very circumspect and discreet and all that. But he tells him basically at that point that he wants to get out. And as they mentioned there, and as they mentioned in this next clip that I'm going to play, that's not the way it worked. It's not the way the mafia worked for most of the 20th century. You didn't just say, oh, well, this has been real, guys, but I got to go. It's not the way it happened. So that's basically what the whole biography is based on. And most biographies you'll see barely even mention the kids. But obviously this one, with Angel's in it. Victoria was supposed to be in it, but Angel said on Instagram that she is under contract with someone else, so she couldn't be on the biography. But son Peter, son John, daughter Angel, they were all in it. It's very cut up between the story of John Gotti and the story of his kids, which makes it more interesting than any other biography I've ever seen, any other documentary I've ever seen on John Gotti, because it shows a different part. Like, I mean, how many times can you hear about fucking Spark Steakhouse, you know, the guys in the Russian hats that kill Paul Castellano, that kill the underboss, it was kill or be killed, you know. I've read that story, I've heard that story 58 times. But a lot of stuff with the kids that peppers this, you know, it's all mixed in this documentary is really interesting stuff, because it's, I mean, obviously, it was a lot of what The Sopranos was based on, things like that. But this was with the way it went in real life. This guy who was, you know, a vicious, brutal dude. And the most vicious and the most brutal out of his world, which was all vicious and brutal dudes. He was like the guy who was the most of all that. He was the alpha dog of that world, which is a very violent and, you know, dangerous and risk-filled world. And then he would come home, and you know, he's kissing his wife and having dinner with his kids and playing with his kids, you know, playing with their toys and or watching TV with them and having cookouts and all kinds of shit. It's an interesting, you know, back and forth. But, you know, you can make whatever judgments you want about who God he was or what he did. It's a really, really fucking interesting story. That's why I can't wait to see the movie. The biography was great. I learned a lot of things I didn't know, especially, as I said, on the family side. And the movie, from what I hear, there was a bit of controversy when the movie came out because the critics destroyed, absolutely destroyed Gotti, the movie. But audiences had like an 80% favorable rating or 81%. Audiences love the movie and the critics hate the movie. I saw the New York Daily News. I didn't read the article, but it said something like it was the worst mob movie ever. Now, look, I've seen, you know, all the Godfathers and Casino and Goodfellas and the Sopranos, and I've seen all that shit. So how it measures up to that, well, that remains to be seen. I'll do a review when I see the movie. But the biography itself, I would highly recommend. Here's another clip, a preview, trailer, whatever, for the Gotti father and son biography on Annie.
In the eyes of the FBI, there are only three ways out of mafia. And that is you either die in prison, you get killed in the street, or you become a government informant and join the witness protection program, join Team America, as they call it, open up and testify against your friends. Those are the only ways out. They don't recognize the fact that you can quit. How do you grow up as the son of John Gotti, who was at that time the most powerful gangster in the country and certainly the most famous gangster probably since Al Capone, and not be influenced by that life? It'd be very difficult. Well, John Jr. didn't want to do that. He had the courage to say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to my father. I'm going to tell my father I want out. He's the boss. And I think that's what really defined the difference between John Gotti Sr. and John Gotti Jr. John Gotti Sr.'s first allegiance was to the Gambino crime family. He was a dyed-in-the-wool gangster from a very early age, and that was what defined him. Junior was different. Junior grew up under different circumstances. His blood family, his children, his nieces and nephews, his mother, his brothers and sisters were more important to him than the Gambino crime family.
So there you go. Again, A&E, if you want to check it out. Two things happened. When I mentioned that John Gotti was the last Godfather. And that was because a confluence of events really destroyed the Gambino crime family, which at one point was one of the most powerful influences in this country, in whatever way you wanted to describe it. The confluence of the RICO statutes and ambitious prosecutors like Rudy Giuliani, and the fact that John Gotti Sr., they keep calling his son John Gotti Jr., but I think that they have different middle names, so that's, you know, it's confused, and I say John A. Gotti, his son, his oldest son. Anyway, I'll also talk about their brother, Frankie, who died at a young age, which is more just crazy drama in an already drama-filled life. It was a real incredible roller coaster. Again, that's another reason I recommend the biography, because it's an amazing story, as I said. But I derailed my train of thought. John Gotti, for whatever reason, craved spotlight. And the mafia couldn't work like that. You know, the light on those kind of activities is not welcome. Plus, you know, he wasn't as smart as he could have been about, you know, wiretaps. But even in the end, there's no way for him to know that Sammy Gravano is just going to fucking turn on him. And somebody that high-ranking becoming a government informant, it was unthought of at the time. So all those things came together to make, you know, I've seen other Gotti biographies and documentaries where they really blame him for destroying the mafia or whatever, which, you know, if you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, again, that's up to you, but I think that's kind of unfair just to play, to lay it all at his feet. Obviously, he has some flaws. He, you know, he talked a lot. He was prone to, you know, anger, fits of anger from what I can see. He was a vicious, brutal guy, and he lived that life since, you know, since early on in his life. That's what molded him into the person that he was. But he just wasn't, you know, he didn't run a tight enough ship for to keep things together, and he paid for it. But like I said, other things, you know, came together to bring that about as well. The whole mafia story, as I said, you want to start with around Lucky Luciano in that era is a great place to start, up to John Gotti and everything in between. There's just so many incredible stories and books and just tons. I mean, I used to go to the public library. I guess now you get them on Amazon. I don't know. Do they have libraries anymore? I'm unaware. But I read tons of books. You know, I wasn't very popular. I wasn't out getting the pussy like I should have been. But if I had been out getting pussy then, the pussy would have been gone, and I wouldn't know all the stuff I'm talking about right now. So life's a series of trade-offs. We all have our cross to bear. Get it? Come on. It's a Jesus joke on Father's Day, a cross to bear. Fuck. That's good shit. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 46. It's June 17, 2018, Father's Day, as I mentioned. Go check out stonerjesus.net for all information on the show, sponsor banners, links to social media, past episodes, links to the video streams, links to Patreons. You get the full 2 hours on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Coming up, teased it enough, now's the time to unveil it after the break. The weirdest, one of the weirdest voicemails that St. Peter has ever left for a weird product. Not sure what he was on. He alludes to being on something. But what that something is, I'm not quite sure. But it's impressive to reduce the 2-minute voicemail that St. Peter left us, and that is coming up all after this. Dick Nuggets, one more segment on Periscope and Twitter, at Stoner Jesus 420. Hang with us, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our Planet Everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, sour diesel, grape ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's try it, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, boy. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 46. We're live on Father's Day, June 17, 2018. This is still Hour 1. Got Hour 2 coming up. If you want the full video of Hour 2, become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Go check us out over there. Be a great of you. Become a patron of the show. Now, it's time for something very important. To wrap up Hour 1. We do the first hour free, live, on video, on Periscope, and Twitter, at StonerJesus420 every Sunday night. Do 2 hours altogether, roughly, you know, depending on the quality of what I got going on here. But sometimes, it's free. Anyway. Oh, by the way, I don't think I mentioned it. If you're on Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, our hardcore group of, for our hardcore fans group on the Facebook. Boy, I could have done that better. The group that I have on Facebook for our hardcore fans, the hardcore fans of the show, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Now it is time for a voicemail from St. Peter. Sometimes he has ideas for products, none of which I've ever sold, but it's good content for the show. As I said a couple times, you know, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but this is one of the weirdest, not only weirdest product ideas, but one of the weirdest voicemails St. Peter has ever left the show. It's, well, it's odd all the way through. If you're watching the video, you see there the graphic, the name of it. It's, well, I'll let St. Peter can describe it better than I would ever hope to.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter, St. Peter. I don't know where I'm calling from. Not really familiar with the area. Met up with some people, some young whippersnappers. I don't know what they gave me, Jesus, but man, it's good. Oh, wow, it's good. It was like a
Sounds
pill.
Good.
It was a couple pills, actually, to be an interest of the full mistle closure. Full closure. In the interest of full disclosure, Jesus, it was a couple few pills. Anyway, I had this really, really great idea after I took these pills. It's called, wait for it, Jesus, wait for it. It's called incest chess. Yeah, that's right. Incest chess, Jesus. It's just it's chess. It's chess, but it's, you got to play with a family member. And then like, when one of your little pieces gets taken, like, what, like your pawn or your knight or your Bilbo. Bilbo, is that one of the chess pieces, Bilbo? You lose your Bilbo and you like gotta take a thing of clothing off, like some clothing. You gotta take a piece of clothing off. You lose your Bilbo or your pawn or your knight or your rock or whatever, you know. And then when it's done, like whoever loses, well, they gotta perform a sexual act on their family member. It's incest chess. You can just sell chess things, man. We can like mark them up or whatever, and then just like. The rules, like following the rules of the people who buy it, like if they gotta have a family member or whatever, I'm not responsible for them having sex with people who are not their family members. That's not my thing. It's not what incest chess is all about. I said incest chess, Jesus, like boobies, like incest boobies. Incest chess, Jesus, it's the next big motherfucking thing. Dude. Incest chess!
Whoops, there we go. Turn the microphone back off. I won't overshadow any of that. First of all, that's listed as 2 minutes and 6 seconds. That seemed a lot longer than that. A lot longer. So much happened during that voicemail. I don't know where to begin or where to end. I don't even really want to start. Because in a lot of ways, it speaks for itself. Incest chess. You just play chess and then you fuck one of your relatives. That's the tagline. You play some chess, and then you fuck one of your relatives. Incest chess. Again, I don't know. Peter didn't know what he was on. I don't know what he was on. Seems good. Seems really good. Effective. The efficacy of whatever St. Peter took is really top notch. Incest chess. And by the way, another part of that call that's interesting is he knows nothing about chess. The Bilbo and the Rock. I don't know what that is. Rock could be Rook. What Bilbo is, isn't Bilbo a hobbit? And in the end, you lose your Bilbos and your rocks and your pawns and shit. And you remove your clothes. And then in the end, your reward is incest. And furthermore, how does he make money from that? He says, we just sell regular chess boards and tell the people that they're for incest chess. Maybe I'm nitpicking because of all the other stuff, but I want to get the totality of what we're talking about here. Even if all this was possible, it doesn't make any sense, even as a business model. We're buying chess boards and selling them. And when people buy them, we have like a little pamphlet in there that says, this is only for incest chess. Yeah, I did it too. Incest boobies. Now I got that stuck in my fucking head. God damn it. Incest chess. Then why? How would you advertise that? Why would people come in and say, I want a chessboard, but I don't want a regular chessboard. I want a regular chessboard that I can use for incest chess. Why would they just buy a regular chessboard and then do whatever they want with it? None of it makes any sense. Again, I'm probably delving too deep into it. I'm getting myself all worked up. I feel my blood pressure going up. It's a big fucking problem. He's not even here. God damn it. That's going to do it for hour one of the Stoner Jesus Show. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. If you want to hear hour two, of course, audio is always available for free at stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, Stitcher, and iTunes. If you want the second hour on video, got to go to patreon.com/stonerjesus420 to support the show. It would be awesome of you if you did that. Don't forget, of course, check out the Marijuana Times, marijuanatimes.org. Check out Cannabis News on there. It's my new show. Spread the word on that. All that shit. See you next Sunday night here on Twitter and Periscope. If you're watching, you know, the video feed or whatever. Yeah. Drop some beats. Drop some beats on your ass. For watching the video, this is the end of the live stream on Periscope and Twitter. Thanks, everybody, again. Second hour, go do the stuff I just told you to do. Second hour, by the way, list of sorry I forgot Father's Day gifts, because it's too late now and Father's Day is about over. Also, flying porta potties and a very tall 12-year-old and some classic bits. That's what you're going to miss in hour two. The list of sorry I forgot Father's Day gifts comes with pictures. That's right, pictures. My video viewing audience, exclusively for Patreon, there'll be pictures. Like a slideshow presentation. Are you fucking excited? Pay $5 a month. You'll get to see my slideshow presentation of Sorry I Forgot Father's Day gifts. Amazing. Also, the videos for flying porta potties and the very tall 12-year-old. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Chapter 1, verse 46, Stoner Jesus Show. Go check out stonerjesus.net. Thanks for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.